Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Up is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been listening already, well, yeah, that means you're a highly intelligent individual. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out our blog. All that stuff's there for free for you, thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them helping us make that available to you, and I hope you appreciate them for doing that as well. And thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, and it's all there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including all of the wisdom that Ken Grombach has deposited with us over the last several years. Ken is the president and the founder of KGC Direct. He is an internationally recognized futurist and generational marketer. He's a demographer. That means he looks into the future, folks, and tells us what he thinks is going to happen. And you'd be amazed how many times he's on the money. And he's our good friend, thank goodness. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What's new in the world of the future?
Well, there's in the paper today, I just want to mention this because a lot of people are going to see this. It says U.S. deaths down sharply in 2004.
What do they attribute that to?
Well, it's science. It's, you know, we're living longer. We're all going to be 100 years old.
How do you feel about that, Ken?
Well,
how do you personally feel about the prospect of living to be, because you and I are about the same age. How do you feel about living to be 100?
Well, 70 and everything after that's a bonus. So I really don't care.
I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100 years old.
Well, here's the thing. Let me draw a quick analogy here about the death rate being down. You're a southern boy, and let's pretend you're a chicken farmer, okay? And in one of your barns you have 5 million
chickens.
No,
let's make it a cattle farmer. I used to be a cattle farmer years ago.
Well, okay.
I'll be a chicken farmer.
Be a chicken farmer because it serves me better. You have two barns. In one of your barns, you have 5 million chickens, and in another one of your barns, you have 3 million chickens. Well, the manager from the barn that has 5 million chickens announces the death rate every morning of the chickens, and he comes to you and gives you the death rate. And then the manager of the barn for the 3 million chickens comes and announces the death rate. And you look at the death rate, and the barn with 3 million chickens has fewer chickens dead than the barn with 5 million chickens. And you look at the manager and you say, congratulations, that's a job well done. Now, would you say that?
I might.
Well, you might, except if there are 3 million chickens, the chances of death are less than...
The percentages, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is the smallest generation of the last 100 years has moved into the dying age.
Right.
Silence.
The silent generation after the GI generation.
Right. The people born 1925 to 1944 was the smallest generation of the last 100 years. They are the people who are going to dominate the obituary page from now on, because all the GIs are essentially dead.
Right.
Except for, like, I think there's about 5 million of them left. Because you just don't live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now a small population has taken over the dying age mm-hmm. of 70, you know, 72, 73. So most people die between 70 and 80. So here we are patting ourselves on the back for living longer, when in fact the death rate is down because there's fewer people to die.
Which is the generational perspective that is so fascinating to me, and that you helped us understand over the years so much better. And you're exactly right. Now, are you saying then that is not as much attributed to science?
It's not attributed to science at all.
It's not attributed to science. You're attributing it to just to the generational thing.
here's what you're going to see. You're going to see everybody reads the. I study the obits every day. In fact, when I'm in a restaurant,
because you don't have a life, right?
I don't have a life, and I mark up the obit page, and people watch.
See, I know people who study obits, but you're the only one I know who will admit it.
Watch what will happen. Here's what you're going to see, because there's it's always the same. You're going to see people 80 plus, but you're going to see fewer and fewer people 80 plus because the GI generation is almost gone.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to see competition of people 40 to 60 with people 60 to 80. That will be probably almost parity. And then eventually the boomers will take over the dying.
Mm-hmm.
The boomers are dropping like flies. The boomers are dropping like flies.
You're depressing me a little bit here, Ken.
Well, relax. This is just statistics.
I hope you got some good news on the other side of the break here. We're going to be
Walmart.
Right back, folks. 22. Yeah, we're going to talk about Walmart. We're going to incorporate dying in Walmart. Only Ken Grumbach could do that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thanks very much for hanging around with us today. I know you're happy to be here because we got Ken Grumbach on the show. Ken's always a lot of fun and always opens our eyes and makes us say, wow, I hadn't thought about that. He's the author of Common Census. And Ken, tell us where that's available, please.
Well, Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, kgcdirect.com.
All right. Check it out when you get a chance, and it'll open your eyes, folks, I promise you. Okay, Ken, you got any good news at all on the generational thing? I will tell you this. I don't read the obituaries. I skim them a little bit. But one of the things that I do is I look at the ages of the people who are in the obituaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I'm noticing a higher percentage of people who in there who are not older people.
Well, what will happen?
And that's what you're talking
mass.
About. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, because all we're talking about is sheer math, Jim.
Right. The only scientific thing about it is just the math, isn't it?
It's math. The baby boomers will overtake the obituary page, even though they're not old. They're not in the dying age, because there's just simply so many of them,
and they're buying Harleys too.
And they're buying Harleys. Well, I tell you, one of the things that you will notice about the obituary page that will increase is the number of teenage deaths. Now, I don't mean to throw cold water on this, but it's an absolute fact. The number of kids under 20 peaked right now at 15, 16, is the largest generation ever to go through the United States. It's the biggest one ever.
Bigger than boomers.
They're already bigger than boomers, and they will go to 100 million. There'll be 20 million more than the boomers. And as they start to drive, because their parents have not prepared them for, driving a two-ton vehicle,
mm-hmm.
they get in traffic accidents. And they die disproportionately. So my encouragement to parents is get your kids into a good driving school, even a competition driving school.
Seriously, I've observed this, Ken. I've observed that it seems to me that there are more teenagers being hurt and killed in wrecks than I remember. My memory's pretty good. I've noticed that as well. And I don't know what I hadn't thought about the generational part about their the number. I hadn't thought about the mathematic part of that. I just thought it had to do with parents buying them too fast a car for what they're capable of driving, which I think is part of it.
Well,
the other part I think is they watch too much NASCAR.
It could be.
They think drafting is okay on the highway, things like that.
Well, the kids, if we don't teach them how to drive, they're not only going to kill each other, they're going to kill us.
Yeah, well,
and there's and if you need, I mean, this right now, this is a mirror year of 1972, and in 1972, boomers started amassing towards the road in fast cars. Well, the cars that the kids have today might be a little bit safer, but they're three times as fast.
Yeah.
So we have some issues. Let's talk about Walmart.
And they're lighter, actually, because that has something to do with. Yeah, let's move over and talk about Walmart. What can we do about Walmart?
Well, you're not really going to have to do anything about Walmart because Walmart's same-store sales in March were flat, and it shocked them because they're very, very used to...
The largest corporation on the planet, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think they're bigger than China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here is what's going to happen. See, Walmart's basic retail philosophy is called narrow and deep. And what that means is they buy few items, but they buy them in such volume that they control the market for that particular item.
Mm-hmm.
You go into Walmart, you'll notice that as Walmart matures, your selection for stuff actually gets less and less and less. They don't have a lot of selection because that's not their philosophy.
And you know what else? If you compare prices, or if you really compare prices, they're not always cheaper.
That could well be. But here's what's going to happen to Walmart. See, Walmart has had their success with the baby boomers because the baby boomers' tastes for stuff has matured, and the baby boomers have decided what they like and decided what they buy. There's not a lot of variation in what baby boomers buy now. But an important fact here is the baby boomers, as consumers, are not winding up; they're winding down. So that's the market that Walmart chose, and it's a market that's winding down. The only other new market that has any future are the kids under 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because the kids under 20 do not have mature or defined tastes, you're going to see enormous retail diversity come back, like in the 70s when it was all boutiques.
And this is all good news for small businesses.
Well, Walmart can't do it.
Yeah.
They simply cannot.
That's right. No, it's not. Their platform won't allow it.
Their formula of narrow and deep doesn't work when you have to have 100 styles. So the way for small, we're consulting with a major food distributor here in the Northeast.
Right.
And one of their concerns for their independence is the big box stores and Walmart that come in and vend food.
The food industry has been hurt by Walmart more than any other industry.
Well, what's going to happen is
the grocery business.
Again, Walmart employs the narrow and deep. If they can, if we are satisfied with limited products, then their system works fine. If you want to really see narrow and deep, go into a BJ's or something like that. But Walmart employs the narrow and deep. Once the boomer passes out of the economy, the kids come in, it's going to be back.
Well, and also, I believe the boomers, not only they become more mature in their tastes, but they become a lot more discriminating in their tastes. And discriminating has nothing to do with Walmart. Tintail, we're going to be right back with our good friend Ken Grumbach. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ken Grumbach is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. His last name is spelled G-R-O-N-B-A-C-H, Kenneth W. Grumbach, and he's the author of Common Census, and that's C-E-N-S-U-S, and you can find that at any bookstore, especially Amazon, and your website. Ken, what is that again, please?
KGCdirect.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And you can also find all that information and Ken's past archives, all of the great information that he's deposited with us over the years about generational marketing and other issues. You can find that in our archive section under his name in our Brain Trust. So check that out when you get a chance. Ken, you were talking about Walmart, and just a little bit of background, a little local background. I've been talking about Walmart for a long time. I've been telling small business owners, even people. One of the best examples that I know of is a tire store, a little small business tire store that Walmart can buy, or I should say can sell tires cheaper than this guy can buy them. How does he compete against Walmart? And I've been saying, you know what, you need to thank Walmart, because Walmart is taking out of your building all of those people who were never going to buy from you anyway. They were doing nothing but coming by, taking up your time, looking for the lowest price. They got nowhere to go all day to get there, and they're just looking for, you know, they're going to shop around for 6 weeks to save $3. You don't want those people. You can't make any money on those people. Thank you, Walmart, for taking them out of our hair. That's my.
Well, I've got bad news for you then, Jim.
What's that?
You're going to get them back.
Walmart's going to give them back to us.
Yeah, they're going to.
Well, let me tell you something. When they come back, we're going to charge them.
Well, see, the Walmart's whole premise is price. Price, 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 price.
That's right.
Because they certainly don't have selection, and they certainly don't have service.
That's right.
And so what will happen is the opportunity for small businesses whose hallmark is selection and service will flourish, because it's over.
This is the best news from your mouth to God's ears, Ken, because if you're correct, and I believe you are.
No, I am right.
If you're correct, then all the people, Ken, who've been listening to me and who believed me over the last several years, who believed me when I said, don't lower your prices, deliver quality, don't fight the price war with Walmart, all those people are sitting there ready to lap up the profits that you just described.
Let me give your listeners some advice, and this is very, very important, is don't concentrate all of your efforts on the baby boomers' needs and wants, because that's not the audience that's going to return commerce to where it belongs. Go after the young people under 20, because that market is going to be bigger than the baby boomers. They spend.
What if we don't sell what young people want, though?
Well, then figure out a way to do it.
Find something that they do.
Yeah, because young people eventually become old people, and they will buy what
it's
you have.
It's funny that way, isn't it?
Yes,
humanity.
We grow. So I would encourage people, right now the peak of the young market, which is bigger than the baby boomers, consuming at 500% of what the baby boomers consumed at in adjusted dollars age for age, is 16 years old right now. And as they move forward, they will be the first generation to routinely have brand new cars. So sell them everything cars.
The only thing that I'm going to disagree with you, not disagree, but maybe just modify what you're saying, Ken. See, I don't think you disagree with me on this. The baby boomer generation, there's enormous opportunity in that generation. Number one, they made more money than their parents. They're inheriting all the money that their parents left them.
Right.
They're sitting there on a pot of gold, and they're discriminating. They're a thousand times more discriminating than their parents were.
Yes.
So my point is, they will pay for people who will save them time. They'll pay for people who will give them a little snob appeal, and therein lies profit margins.
Well, but if you, my point is, don't put all of your efforts into the baby boomers, because the new market, the future,
But Ken, we're not even 60 years old. You know, you're putting us in the grave too soon.
No, but
we've got a lot of buying years left.
No, but we're buying less of a lot of stuff. We're buying a lot more pharmaceuticals, because we learned about them in the 60s.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, that
we're
don't
buying
buy
less. Yeah. You know, what are we not buying?
Not buying a lot of designer jeans, that's for sure, Ken.
Right.
Hey, Ken, give us your website again. We got to wrap it up.
Okay. KGCDirect.com.
Thanks for being here, Ken Graubach.
My pleasure, always.
We'll do it again real soon. Ken Graubach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I don't care how old you are. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. And I'll see you on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.